In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Welcome to the Sounder.fm Gory Boys Podcast. This podcast is for March 31st, 2021. Alongside me, hey, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
It took you long enough.
I had some family things to take care of. Truth be told, it was my dog and my wife.
I was going to say, being kidnapped in the basement by Ray is not a family squabble.
Shut up.
Tell me where he touched you and it'll be okay. Shoot.
So what have I missed in the last 2 weeks?
Well, we had a podcast where it was me and Alice, and then we did a podcast where it was just me. By the way, go check that out, or don't. Simple as that.
Yeah.
I mean, it did okay for the numbers. So I guess it's not too much to complain about. Got a new setup.
Yeah, I see that. There's a big-ass speaker on top of a DVD bookshelf.
Yeah. It's the generation console shelf. PS1, PS2, PS3, and PS4.
All you need is PlayStation 5.
I know, but I have nowhere to put it now.
I saw a thing on the internet saying that PlayStation 5 is supposed to be backwards compatible for their disc copies to where it'll play PlayStation 4, 3, 2, and 1. And if that's the case, I will buy a PlayStation 5 so I can play my PlayStation 3 shit on there and then eventually get the games I wanted to play on PlayStation 4 that I missed out on.
There you go.
But if not, I'm just going to stick with my PlayStation 3.
I turned my PS4 into a cartridge.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that like the third PlayStation you've had? As far as PlayStation 3?
I've only had two. I mean, I got the PS3 right here.
That's the special one, and then there's the other one.
This one actually has to be plugged into the computer. In order to put the games onto it directly. So, I try to do it via the internet, but it's so freaking slow, like, literally took all day long.
What, to get 1%?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, PS3s were not known for their best internet.
Okay, so I did pay attention to one of the podcasts I mentioned. You mentioned a guy with the world's hungest thing, and now apparently we're going to talk about the equal and exact opposite, a lady that willingly queefs on the internet.
For her Twitch subscribers.
That.
And Twitch followers. She got banned from Twitch for queefing.
Streamer banned from Twitch for queefing during live stream. Here's what happened.
Here's what happened. She queefed.
End of story.
Next up. No. She literally sucking air into her vagina and go.
That sounds like she shit herself. We just heard the video a little while ago. We're going to play it again.
Queefing gets amazing. You like the queef? Yeah, I can literally queef on command. You guys want to hear this shit? You don't want to hear this shit? Hold up. Let me just put the microphone up here.
She gets the microphone extra close to her pussy, too. You hear the...
Did you guys hear it going into my vagina? Now let me push the air out.
I want to say that's fake.
She shit herself.
She crapped her pants, bro.
I'm sorry. If you can queef like that, you're wrecked. I'll just say it. I don't give a fuck.
9 likes, 1 dislike.
There's somebody out here jacking off to the
Mother of God. That's the only comment that's on here. It's Mother of God.
$1,376
She's got this shit-eating... She crapped herself, bro.
Yeah, she looks like a damn pothead.
All of her stuffed animals are looking at her, eating Grumpy Bear's like, the fuck did you just do?
I wouldn't go in that room.
Yep, those poor dead animals. You look under the bed sheets, it's all brown.
Oh! I'm waiting for her to turn around, and there's just like this big old nasty brown splotch at her butthole.
Dylan's like, hell yeah. Takes her pants off, takes her underwear out, like, whoa, whoa.
Oh, you need to go wipe your ass, girl.
Hello.
Go take a shower.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I asked you first. Is there anybody in there?
Yes.
Like, whoa. Sorry, I'm pregnant. Oh!
Is that the baby?
Hi. Oh! Wait. Horsewall, what are you doing in there?
I'm trying to stay warm for the winter.
Oh, no.
How stupid do you have to be to think you don't have talent to do this as your talent?
Dude, they're being original. They're artistes. Don't you know this?
No, I don't.
There was a girl that's literally claiming copyright infringement for hot tub streams. Because she says she created the hot tub stream. I'm like, bitch, no, you fucking did it. You ever seen a porno where they're doing it in the hot tub? That's literally a hot tub stream. Shut the fuck up.
Yep. Go on X-Hamster, you can look up hot tub porn. At least 5,000 videos will pop up.
Yeah. The streaming platform Twitch is increasingly in popularity this day. Yeah, because there's a lot of sluts on there. Many Twitch streamers have thousands of live audience members watching them across the world. Nobody fucking cares.
Not me.
While this helped many content creators to become more popular, it also helped some to get criticized and even banned and inappropriate actions during the live stream. Recently, Twitch streamer It's Pinky, gross.
Is that her name?
Yeah. Landed in hot water when she did something inappropriate. So here's the thing about this. Like I spoke before, she got banned for queefing on camera. I don't know how long her ban is, but if it's longer than open mouth vagina girl.
Wait, what was it? What was that one? Girl. Did you show me this one?
I don't know if I ever showed it to you. This is straight up porn, basically. But a girl gets on Twitch, bends over, shows the inside of her vagina hole. Only gets a 3-day ban for that.
Like, she pushed herself out or what?
Like, no, she spread the, you could see in the,
oh, it looked like a
inside
cave.
The Grand Canyon. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I want to know how long this girl got banned for, because if it's longer than 3 days, okay, she was suspended for 3 days. She got the same suspension that the freaking vagina girl did.
I mean, technically, realistically, she's not doing anything nude. Technically, for all we know, she's just farting on camera.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like a man farting. That sounds like my son farting.
Yeah, 3-day ban. But it's so stupid. I mean, normalize front butt flatulence. Let's not normalize that. I mean, I get it. It happens. I understand, you know, that it happens sometimes. Girls get air inside their...
I mean, yeah, things happen, but...
Don't normalize...
Don't make this...
Doing it on cue.
Yeah, don't be like the wrestler Darren Drozdov who could puke on command.
He's gonna puke.
Unfortunately, there's some bad news to him because he's been in a wheelchair for the last 20 years of his life.
Mm. She tweets out, guys, chill, it's only 3-day ban because Twitch just had to please the crowds. Thankfully, it's during my weekend anyway. That's another thing. I think she did this for clout.
You mean attention?
Yeah, because every girl that ever gets banned on Twitch always does it on a Friday. And here's the reasons why.
Well, they can come back Monday.
They can come back on a Monday. Friday is when the newspapers usually, between Saturday and Sunday, newspapers don't really go screaming looking for topics unless something happens.
Right.
So this is going to stay a topic on the front page for until Monday. So people are going to be looking for it, people are going to find it. And then she's going to come back from the ban, and she's going to get a serious number of followers.
All because she shit herself on camera instead of come out of a pussy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that there's no way that was a...
You guys use your own judgment. That sounds like she, my son farting.
I'll let you hear it again, people.
I mean, push the air out.
That look on her face is priceless. Look at that.
I wasn't really paying attention to her face all that much. I mean, I saw the smile, but now that I'm seeing that, that looks like something you'd see in a horror movie.
It reminds me of this one video. This guy is going to go eat a guy's cheeseburger. It's like, yeah. Have you not seen that video?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, my God. Hang on.
I've seen some stupid shit on YouTube.
Oh, my God. So I found this video out from a person named Silvervale. You should go check out her channel. I think she mostly does live streams as well, but I think she does have a YouTube channel.
Awesome.
So go check her out. She's a VTuber. She's pretty cool. But she talks about her titties a lot, though, so if you guys are into that.
I mean, if they look like two eggs, I don't care.
Oh, no, they're never not two eggs, but they're animated, so. Boobas.
I mean, animated is the same thing as, like, implants. They don't count. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. Unless they're real, then I ain't worried about it.
They jiggle. Does that count?
I mean, if you're into that, go ahead. Matt's hunting a video. Give him a second. And, of course, we got a fucking Burger King ad.
Soda. You're about to hear Dylan die laughing.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's a triple Whopper. No cheese. What the fuck? I want cheese and bacon on that shit. What the hell? Okay. He slithered across the floor like a snake. While the...
Dude got some moves.
That's the only time you'll ever see a Whopper from Burger King look that good. Oh, he's trying to be a snake. Okay, I get it.
Do you know snakes can dislocate their jaw to do that?
Yeah, they also, like, stretch. Alright, Matt, you turn around, you see that happening. What's your response?
Is it going to be the exact same reaction this guy has? Oh, what did I just see?
So, is that a Burger King commercial?
In Japan, that's a Burger King commercial, yep.
I want to go to Japan and see some more I just want to watch television in Japan.
You go to Japan and you see that shit, you're like, what the fuck? You walk outside and there's people with their asses up in the air just sunbathing.
Oh, okay, great. So premium sunbathing is now a thing. Here's why doctors definitely don't want you to do it. For the record, we're talking about sunning your butthole.
So if this girl stepped outside and queased at the sun, does it count?
I don't know.
Whoa!
I wonder if you can, like, light it on fire like you can a fart.
That'd be... Dude, if we can get God to fart at the sun... Hang on, I got it. Whoa!
Why'd you make him sound like Vince McMahon?
What, was my hair out? From sitting over a pot of boiling water to steam the vagina... Was that some kind of new party game? Let's play Steam the Vagina, kids. To sticking jade eggs you know where. What? I mean, okay.
Whoa. Okay.
Honey, did you just lay an egg?
That's not an egg. That's a shit.
Well, this trends involving the genitals don't seem to want to die. Now, there's another one to add to the list of perineum sunning. There's a lot of fucked up things that people do.
A.K.A. butthole sunning.
Mm-hmm. People do a lot of fucked up things to their genitals just to get the feel and stuff like that. They say if you sound, you can pee better.
What?
And Dylan's like, what? Yes, you heard that right. In recent months, the new self-care method, a.k.a. butthole sunning.
I already said that.
Has started gaining momentum, mostly thanks to a few social media influencers. It's always the social media influencers, people.
Nobody cares about you guys. Just because you have a social media platform doesn't mean your opinion matters. Nobody gives a fuck.
Just because they have a 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 followers or whatever does not make them right. Does not make them truthful.
Or important. I'm sorry. We'll say it. We don't give a fuck.
I had some weird, like, I got banned from this one amino a while back, and some weird accusations were brought up, and this person questioned me about it, and I told him what really happened, even sending him, like, the tweet, you know, sending him all the posts, like, look, this is the fucked up thing. He goes, oh, well, she said this. I'm like, well, I don't care what the fuck she says. You got
evidence. She's just got her mouth.
Like, well, she has 10,000 followers.
That don't fucking matter.
Doesn't fucking matter. I'm sorry. Does that make the president correct on everything just because he's the leader of the nation? No.
Which one? Former or current?
Either.
I mean, I'd rather listen to the former.
I'd rather listen to neither. They're both kind of morons. And with Trump, here's the thing about the things. With Trump, he didn't need any cue cards. Granted, he said a lot of stupid shit.
I will agree with you. He did say some shit. He also run his mouth on Twitter. But at least we can understand what the fuck he was saying. He didn't fall up the stairs of Air Force One 3 times like Joe Biden.
He didn't have to sit there and look at his cue cards during, like, man. Kamala gave me some cue cards to look at.
I swear to God, it just makes me think of that one episode of The Osbournes from the early 2000s. Ozzy's sitting there getting his hair fixed up to meet President Bush or some shit, and he's just sitting there like this.
I want to get
Penn, like a zombie.
I want to get Penn and Teller to fuck with Biden.
I would love that.
They walk up to his cue cards like, let me show you a card trick. Shh. Hands a Mac. Like, oh no. Sir, what do you think about building the wall? Taxation is bad.
What?
Okay, and the Democrats are like, yeah!
You know what? I feel like that's what's really going on with Biden right now. And
it doesn't matter what he says, all the Democrats are like, yeah! Like, you know what he said? No, but I don't care. Just cheer. Otherwise, people get mad at us. Oh, yeah. America! No. What's it taste like? America.
Tastes like freedom, motherfucker.
Tastes like a butthole egg.
Oh, no. Let's get back to the butthole, sir.
Apparently, an Instagram video by user Ra of Earth came first in October, showing 3 completely nude men lying down on their backs, butts in the sky, to soak up some rays.
Okay. I don't really want to...
There they are.
Guys, y'all can tan besides your upper and lower body.
In a mere 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole, you will receive more energy from this electric node than you would in an entire day being outside with your clothes on.
Please don't spread your legs. Oh, they're already...
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, this is so gay. Oh, no. Why?
Some girl walks by and goes...
Eh.
What? It just looks like a chicken spread. Ew.
Matt, go try this, see if it's legit. It's raining outside, so it might help.
I got a hairy ass, man.
I've got a hairy ass, too. Yeah. I don't care.
Then came another backside sun worshiper, Metaphysical Megan. Megan?
That's a woman.
Is it, though?
Yeah, that's a feminine body.
Yeah, the sunlight's kind of blocking off the titties.
Yeah, anyway.
It's from the Hindu, called Gates of Life and Death. It's gateway energy, enters the body and exits, basically enters your anus. The sun's fucking you.
Why don't you just stick to straight-up old-fashioned anal sex, if that's what you're wanting?
Should I read the... I'm not going to read that. It's long. According to Megan, the benefits of the sunning are extensive, she says. It strengthens the organs, suntans health and longevity, aids in healthy libidos, and balanced sexual energy. Also gets your pussy sunburned.
You can also promote better sleep, among other things, it says.
You get a blow down, like, damn, why does it look like a roast chicken down here? Smells like one, too. What the fuck? That's not nice.
What's wrong with you?
Super quick clarification. Your anal hole basically is a super thin area of skin and tissue between the vagina, or in men, the penis, and the anus, and no, you definitely should not be exposing it to the sunlight, according to those with actual medical degrees.
I want to hear what the actual doctors have to say about this.
As a dermatologist, I cannot recommend any sun exposure without sun protection. Basically, put sunblock on your asshole.
Or A&D, you want that. Same thing.
These areas, just like the other areas of the body, do not need sun protection, and clothing tends to provide that. Yeah, just wear a thong outside. It'll be fine.
Just, like, pull the string over?
It's actually dangerous. This skin is particularly sensitive, and over time it can risk an increased risk of skin cancer. What about the girls that are getting plugged up the butt every 5 minutes? I'm sure that's damaged it. I mean, a little sun couldn't hurt them.
I don't know.
It's red and puffy.
Ow!
Don't touch it. Oh, sorry. My bad. Where are you touching, Mr. Biden?
Oh. Oh, wait. Think about that one physical men have to go through when they have to stick the fingers up the ass to check for cancer. And these doofuses are, like, sunning their buttholes. What are you guys doing back here? He's looking all up at his booty hole. It's all red and stuff. Oh, I'm just bleaching my butthole with the sun.
Yeah.
No, you don't do that.
I remember this one time I was trying to play sports or trying to get back into sports, and you have to do the physical and all that other stuff. And
the guy grab your balls and make you turn your head and cough.
One no guy. They brought in a hot nurse. I'm like, oh, no. I pull it down. I don't pull my underwear down. No, I just pull it on my pants. She's like, you got to pull that down, too. I'm like, oh, no.
Well, I guess this was around puberty time, and you couldn't control it?
So I kept the shirt down, just like, and just sitting there, just singing a song in my head.
Mine was an old woman.
Like, I am so sorry. Psh, nothing I've never seen him nom. What? Oh, no. Grandma, no.
That's pretty much what happens.
It's like, okay, you might like this. I don't think, whoa! Okay, maybe. No. There's that one Euro Trip movie.
Oh, the... I think it's... Yeah.
Sean Astin, is that his name?
It's either... No, it's Beer Pong the movie, if it's the one I'm thinking of, where those crazy ladies fuck him in the ass with the fucking coral reef.
No, this one's Euro Trip.
Thinking of Beer Pong.
He wants to donate to the sperm bank and stuff, and the nurse... He's like... He finds a hot nurse, like, can you come in here and help me? She goes, sure. He's like, yes. Slams him on the table, puts on a rubber glove. Like, oh God, stop. No, wait, actually... Keep going.
Yeah, supposedly if you finger a dude's butthole, it helps him nut better.
And, go,
and it's a big old wad. It ain't like a little... It looks like you're pouring water down a drain.
It looks like that one pony in the... Like,
I'd rather...
Why did they caramelize her?
I'd rather not remember that. So, moral to the story is don't sun your butthole. It's actually bad for you, and you could possibly get sun cancer.
They're basically trying to get vitamin D for their ass. If you want vitamin D for your ass, just dump milk on it.
Why don't you just drink milk?
Milk enema.
No, it's a coffee enema. I saw a video on YouTube. Somebody, a lady, actually used coffee to give herself an enema. Supposedly, it cleans her out better than just hot water. I don't fucking know.
What if you get two girls that are just sitting next to each other, sunhole bleaching? It's like, yeah, it's like, she looks at her like, man, your ass looks tore up. It's like, yeah, your boyfriend did that. What? And they just start fighting, titties fighting everywhere.
I'll watch.
Massive tit fight breaks out in Scottish Park.
Oh, boy.
Do you watch the tit fight?
It's two birds.
Yeah, they're tits. They're blue tits.
Blue tips.
Blue tips?
Blue tips.
Tip tip. They look like they're fucking.
No, they're fighting.
Fighting or fucking?
One of the two.
Sometimes fighting can lead to fucking.
Yeah. It's called makeup sex.
It's called hate fucking.
There's makeup sex too.
There's the Deadpool movie. It's just like, it looks like you're some hate fucking.
It looks like you guys were in a really bad relationship and The only thing you could do that wouldn't resolve in violence was hate fucking or something like that.
It's like it looks like your dad hate fucked an avocado or something. Yeah, I mean,
you look like a topographical map of Utah. You look like Freddy Krueger fucked an avocado.
Photographer captured the rare moment a pair got involved in a tussle while outside his local park. Scott Williams, 54, took these pictures in Scotland after spotting the two birds coming
to
blows.
Ireland, Scotland, to be exact.
Is he sure that they're coming to blows? Is he sure that they're actually fighting and not fucking?
I don't know.
I mean, some of the... Have you seen two birds fuck? It looks violent as fuck sometimes.
I don't know. When my grandma was alive, she had a bunch of chickens, and she had this one rooster she nicknamed the Rapist. Let's leave it at that.
It looks violent. You hear, quack! Like, oh, shit!
Yeah, that's basically what the little rapist bird did in my grandma's yard.
He visited the park to snap some local wildlife and managed to spot the pair while I was looking down his lens. The picture showed the two blue tits squabbling on the floor as one of them is pinned down by the other. They're fucking... This isn't a fight. They're fucking.
I'm just going to let him read this.
I was trying to photograph some birds in flight and noticed the two birds squabbling in flight. They landed furiously, balls feather, and I laid to the ground to get a good angle of the birds. The fight itself lasted for a good couple of minutes, and it was ferocious. I'm pretty sure in the last photo, the one bird lost an eye. Whoa. Zoom.
That looks like that bird's missing an eye to me.
Damn. Okay, that's some hardcore fucking then.
They're fighting.
Them's fighting words. What do you think? What do you think the bird? I must admit, I thought the one bird wouldn't survive the fight, but thankfully they both flew away in the end.
All right.
That's the first three words. I was assuming that it was about Robbie Williams and Pierce Morgan. I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Why I prefer moderate pink variety. Good things there wasn't any soap involved. There it is. Alright, so now we gotta come up with a story here. What were they fighting about?
Oi! I got nothing.
You said oi to me? Bitch!
I don't know, for some reason I started channeling fucking Ozzy Man on YouTube. I love watching his shit. But, I don't know, I feel like Ozzy Man should have narrated this fight. We'd have had something. We'd have had gold there.
He's like, "Ozzy Man, you see that girl's tits over there? Yeah, man, she's hot as fuck. Yeah, she's a little blue titty, in. Yeah, man. I'm like, I'm gonna fuck her. No, man, I wanna fuck her. No, I wanna fuck her. Look, I told you I'm gonna fuck her. No, I wanna fuck her. You motherfucker."
That's probably what happened.
I mean, the girl's like, "Boys,
y'all are retarded," and just flies away.
She flies down. We son of a bitch. Oh, fuck that shit. We're done. Fuck her.
I quit, man. You can have her. No, I don't want her.
Dude, you flew off my eyeball.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry about that. I got a little crazy. A little.
That was my eyeball, bro.
Alright, that's perfectly fine. We can see what happened to your dick. What? Oh, fuck.
Oh, God, that makes me think of that one Comedy Central YouTube video I found. It's this little blue bird. He flies up to a guy. The little blue bird's like, "Hi, you want to see my pecker?" The guy's like, "Is that your beak?" He keeps asking him that. Finally, the little bird just whips it out. It's ridiculously bigger than him. That shit's hilarious.
Mm.
You need to watch that.
Oh, man. It's like, birds like piss and poop out of the same thing. It's called a cloaca.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we got a minute or two left, so there's not much more to talk about this topic, so I'm going to end it with a joke that I heard on TikTok from someone.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, the joke goes as follows. A lady walks into a grocery store.
And is that it?
She walks up to the produce person, starts looking around, can't find any broccoli. And she looks at the produce guy and goes, "Do you have any broccoli?" He's like, "Sadly, no, we don't have any broccoli. The truck's not been coming in, and we just haven't been getting in." Like, "Oh, okay." The lady walks off. About 2 or 3 minutes later, the lady comes back. "Excuse me, sir, do you have any broccoli?" Like, you're the same lady. No, we don't have any broccoli. The truck won't be here until, like, tomorrow, perhaps. Oh, okay. Later, we'll talk. Comes back a minute later. Guy's getting a little annoyed by this. Excuse me, sir, do you have any broccoli? Like, look, miss, I don't know how many times I gotta tell you. We don't have any broccoli. It won't be here till tomorrow. Okay. She leaves. 2 minutes later, comes back again. Along with the bruised man. The bruised man's pissed off at this point, you know? Like, do you have any broccoli? Just... Okay. I want you to do something for me. She's like, okay. Can you spell cat, like in catamount? Oh, sure. C-A-T. Okay, good. We're good. Can you spell dog, like in dogma? Yeah, I could do that easily. D-O-G. Okay. Got a real hard one for you here. Can you spell fuck, as in broccoli? She looks at him dumbfounded, and like, there's no fucking broccoli. That's what I'm fucking trying to tell you!
Oh, that's good.
And I hope you guys enjoyed the show. As always, stay awesome, stay secure. Final words.
We'll see you guys later.
My final words are there. Not a fucking broccoli.
Nope.
Nope, no fucking broccoli.
No broccoli.
There's some blue-footed titties.
Eat your broccoli, though. It's good for you.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.